Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to be our guest on the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, on listener-supported RadioValencia.fm. Every Friday night from 10 p.m. until midnight, and sometimes beyond, the show is happening. And I'd like you to be there to experience the wonder, the terror, the savagery and splendor, the baffling incomprehensibility of this absolutely unique radio program. Oh, I know I could give a better description than that, but you just have to listen to know and to hear the special voices of my special guests. That's the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, Friday night, 10 to midnight, on RadioValencia.fm.
All right now, shh, I have the nicest surprise for you, but you first must wash your face and get ready. Listen carefully. Shh. I want to tell you a story about hip hop. Hello, little hip hop. Hip-hop. Hip-hop liked the flowers. Yes, he lived with his sister, Skip-hop, and his brother, Slide-hop.
Hey!
He never rests. He beats, whirs, and whirs so fast that you can't tell what he looks like. Thump, thump, quick, quick, quack. Little Skip Hop started to hop. Skip Hop didn't know when they would ever stop. Hip Hop for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Zest, grapefruit.
One day, Hip Hop took a deep breath, shut his eyes, and jumped. Poor Hip Hop. There he was, right in your house.
Ooh.
That's all natural.
I closed my eyes and jumped until. I didn't plan to hop into your home. Really, I didn't. One small tear came. Stop crying, little hip-hop. I'm glad you came to see me. I get lonesome with no one to make me laugh. Ho, ho, ho. Then off they went with a hop and a hip, a skip and a slide. Their heads Now you see the trouble little Hip Hop got into. It was all because he didn't look where he hopped. And even the flowers talk to each other like people do, but the sounds they make are different. Listen carefully and try to understand what they say. All right now, shh, I have the nicest surprise for you, but you first must wash your face and get ready. Listen carefully. Shh. I want to tell you a story about Hip Hop. Hello, little Hip Hop. Hip-Hop liked the flowers. Yes, he lived with his sister, Skip-Hop, and his brother, Slide-Hop.
Hey!
He never rests. He beats, whirs, and whirs so fast that you can't tell what he looks like. Thump, 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 quick, quick, crack. Little Hip-Hop started to hop. Hip-Hop didn't know when they would ever stop. Hip-Hop for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Zest, grapefruit.
One day, Hip Hop took a deep breath, shut his eyes, and jumped. Poor Hip Hop. There he was, right in your house.
Ooh.
Hello.
That's all natural.
These are the things
massage. I closed my eyes and jumped until. I didn't plan to hop into your home. Really, I didn't. One small tear came. Stop crying, little Hip Hop. I'm glad you came to see me. I get lonesome with no one to make me laugh. Ho, ho, ho. Then off they went with a hop and a hip, a skip and a slide. Trouble little Hip Hop got into. It was all because he didn't look where he hopped. And even the flowers talk to each other like people do, but the sounds they make are different. Listen carefully and try to understand what they say.
Mm-hmm.
meditation, electrochemical stimulation. The sensations you feel is entirely real. All that we share is a struggle with the silence, but our arms of business, no shooting, no violence. Sensory language to sneak like a lily. Flexible, versatile, curious, like twins. Transparent and weird as it moves, with sufficient memory to cut clean through you.
Constructors becoming infected by an alien virus or alien.
apes, creatures over the writhing tentacles, stimulating the audio nerve directly, conflicts with me. Hallucinating senses, individually, insidiously, are in any combination, rhythmically. Mind starts slipping familiar tracks, bending, warping, interfering with the facts. Sensory language leaves us with no habit for lying. We are hostile aliens, immune from dying.
Dark. Larry Harvey, the managing director and toilet czar of Burning Man, asking him how we at Radio Valencia can not find ourselves having the same pitfalls in our community radio station that he's had managing the largest police presence in any city in North America. Larry, what do you have to say about...
Burning Man's famous because we've never attributed meaning to him. And that's done on purpose. If you're in an environment where you reverse the process of spectation and you're projecting, you're making the show, and you're projecting your vision. Now, I like to say that visions are things that are not defined by the light that falls upon them. They're defined by the light that radiates out of them. The artist and the mystic know this truth. So we've never attributed meaning to the man. He's blank. His face is literally a blank Shoji-like screen, and the idea is, of course, that you have to project that onto him. You're responsible for the spectacle.
1263 clear. 1121 clear.
Does anybody have any questions?
2054 clear. 1B1 standby.
1220 roger.
Imagine that you were put upon a desert plain, a space which in itself is so vast and blank that only your initiative can make of it a place. Imagine it's swept by fearsome winds and scorching temperatures. And only by your effort can you make of it a home. Imagine you're surrounded by thousands of other people, that together you form a city, and that within this teeming city there is nothing that's for sale.
1B1, okay, 7.
These challenging conditions represent the chief appeal of our utopian experiment. Black Rock City has grown from a hamlet of 80 people into a 5-square-mile civic entity complete with a fire department, 2 daily newspapers, over 20 radio stations, a department of public works.
2054 clear, 1B1, stand by.
Thank you, Larry, for your pearl of wisdom there. You know, when you have a way of, you can't... Anyhow, enough of that. Now some of this.
He's mad, he's mad.
The man is mad.
Monty, yes, fearless leader. Bring the ashes from the crematorium. Pour the hot water over it.
Aha! Instant people!
Boy, is he nuts.
Couldn't be done. They tried to tell me it couldn't be done. They were right. It can't be done.
Avoid this man. They got to drop the net over him.
Oh, loony!
See, I told you it wouldn't hurt there.